Jessica Hagee is the author of How to Be Interesting. Producer Jen Russell tracked her down with a very specific request. How to be interesting at a dinner party.
I recently found myself invited to a dinner party. Between work and the kids, it had been one of those really long weeks, and by Friday night at 7, I had nothing left. I arrived at the party exhausted and with a bad case of dinner party performance anxiety. I managed to muddle through, but that got me thinking about what it really takes to be interesting in a situation like that. And I can't be the only one. So I went straight to an expert, the woman who literally wrote the book on how to be interesting.
I think the dinner party itself is a great stage to sort of showcase interesting in a lot of different ways. And you can show up basically as an observer of other interesting people and let that be sort of a learning experience for you. Or you can show up and be a little bit more of the life of the party. But the main thing to be interesting is to show up. And the first step is to go exploring, which is probably, if you're out of your comfort zone, if you're wandering into somebody's house for the first time, that's one step in and of itself.
Okay. Jessica doesn't mean rummaging through medicine cabinets, closets, or drawers. She means be adventurous, try different foods, engage strangers in conversation.
Sort of be prepared to have awkward conversations with new strangers, because good conversation is a little bit like, I'll say, coaxing a feral cat out of a drain pipe. You need some bait. You need something to talk about. You need to be perceived as non-threatening. And you have to sort of prepare yourself to be hissed or clawed at, basically because you don't really know who you're dealing with. But that's all okay, because it's just part of the process of getting to know new people. People love to talk about themselves. And if you can start the conversation with a question other than, how do you know the host and what do you do for a living, you'll be able to get a lot more interesting conversation out of whoever it is you're talking to.
Okay, give us an example.
Usually it's, how did you get here? And that sort of brings in, well, I have this old broken down vehicle, or I rode the bus with these crazy people who were doing witchcraft in the back, or something. Really just sort of opens up conversation into wait, I have to think about something other than what I already have canned in my head.
So there are extroverts who can keep an entire room wrapped with their amazing story or joke-telling abilities. And then there are the introverts.
Yes, listening is a key way to not only take in interesting information that you can share later, but to make other people feel interesting themselves. And coaxing people out of that sort of, I don't think it's introversion, but I think it's that sort of shyness, or that I'm going to shut myself down and be very quiet motion is, when in doubt, just keep sort of asking them questions.
Jessica, what about that person who's had too much to drink or won't stop talking?
Well, if you can't take their wine away, you should definitely try and take away their soapbox. And if you're the host, you can ask them to help you in the kitchen with something and just remove them from the situation, or turn the conversation into a topic where they have no expertise and you hope that they won't be able to weasel in and take that over so quickly. But really, the domineering people are sort of obstacles to good conversation with everyone. And once everyone sort of realizes that that character is, for lack of a better term, the bore at the party, everyone sort of becomes in cahoots with derailing him.
Okay, what about that other dinner party killer? Awkward silence.
Yes, if you're faced with an awkward silence at a dinner party, the only thing that I can think that is always gets everyone murmuring and talking again is to give the host a compliment, because they're the person who is feeling the weight of that awkwardness the most. And to just sort of quickly turn around and say, you know what, this souffle is magnificent and you have to tell me all about it.
Mm-hmm. So being interesting at a dinner party isn't that hard. It really boils down to just a few simple steps.
I'd say they're top three things that you should always have in your pocket when you show up at a dinner party is to be ready to be a good listener, to bring a gift for the hostess or the host, and to offer to clean up at the end of it, because nothing says you're really invested and paying attention like the willingness to help.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Writer and artist Jessica Hagee's book is How to Be Interesting. She created exclusive diagrams for how to be interesting at a dinner party just for us. And you can find them on the website, splendidtable.org.